the way from Gauteng this morning from 6 o'clock is much more faster to Parliament.
It looks like that. As I was listening to the radio, I heard someone was complaining that they took 40 minutes from Southgate to City Centre in Johannesburg. I said, you guys like complaining, you don't know what our situation is like here. Anyway, good morning. We've met today only to do two things, to finalize the situation. Sitting with the lady sitting next to you. Okay. Alright, you must introduce me to the I'm going to do that with our new members in the committee. Firstly, I would like to welcome new committee members. If you are all aware, at least from the age of time, they have reconstituted committee, and we have new members here. I have Miss Gloria Bowman. Gloria Bowman. In fact, maybe I should allow them to introduce themselves. Can you take off where I left it?
Yes. Gloria Bowman. You want me to say it? Yes. Gloria Bowman. She has the second session in Parliament. I was here in 1999-2004. Then went into local government with Eddie Quinney as a ward councillor. Now I'm back again and I'm pleased to be on. I've actually been in settlement, but I've been employed on here as well. So. Obviously,
you
keep us in. Thank you so much and welcome.
Yes. My name is Shiro Bile. I come from the UK. I'm a medical doctor by profession. I do have economics. As I said, I was in health before.
So I will not subject you to second round, but we have missed saving the record and boasting about the skills load in our committee.
I'm qualified to
read. Well, they don't know you, the new one.
Gerard Koornhof, ANC. I'm from Pretoria and Gauteng, and I served on the Defence Committee in the Third Parliament, but now I'm serving on this committee and international relations.
Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Chris Khololo. I come from the beautiful province of Mpumalanga, where the sun rises. I'm serving on this committee for the second time now. I was in the third parliament before. I was in the mining, and they changed me now from back to public enterprise. I just hope we're going to work together. Thank you.
You didn't nationalize the
mining. Okay, I'm Lance Schrading. I'm with the Independent Democrats. This is my second term in Parliament. This is one of about six committees that I serve on, so if I'm not at a few committee meetings, you'll understand why I struggle a lot. But yeah, my interest is mainly in energy, so that's what I focus on.
Is it only a matter of interest or
Well, I'm currently completing my master's in energy at Stellenbosch University, so yeah, I suppose I'm a little bit of a specialist.
Hello,
good
morning.
My name is Marnie van Dijk, from the Democratic Alliance, second term in Parliament, and also second time that I served on this Committee for Public Enterprise. Thank you.
My name is Pieter van Dalen, first time in Parliament, and the first time on this committee, also from the DA.
My name is Eric Boskati. I'm a researcher for the committee, working for Parliament.
Morning. My name is Disang Chum and I'm the committee secretary.
Thank you, Mentor. I don't know why they load me with Kimberley people. This has been a bad trend ever since I came to Parliament. Not that I'm complaining about you guys, but when I was chair of caucus, my whole staff came from Kimberley. I went to another committee, they flooded. I'm probably a difficult chairperson, so they say you sort her out. Thanks, and welcome. For how long will you be with us? Do you know? You're an intern. Okay, thanks. And we have a few apologies to do. Do you have Mr. Nana's apology? Okay.
Just to put the apologies on the record, I received an apology from Ms. Jacoba. She's only coming to Cape Town today, and she says she won't make it for the meeting. Ms. Hajij Fatima, she is in the Pan-African Parliament in Ethiopia. Mr. Mangena will not be able to make it today to Parliament, as he's also moving only to Cape Town today. Mr. Nana has got other political commitments that she won't be able to make it to the meeting. And Mr. Ambrosin is also out on business or other business. And Ms. Rabutibe is still not on Parliament. I won't be able to make for the meeting.
That's our whip.
With the whip, yeah.
When is she coming? She's been away for quite some time now. we accept the apologies. I would like you to write letters to Ms. Jacobus. And ask her to please present herself to the next committee meeting without fail. Thank you. We have two items on the agenda today. It is finalization and adoption of the 5-year committee program. I want to make a proposal that we should not finalize the program. As you would remember, those of us who were at the stress plan, we said that we will put a whole list of things that should be focal points in our plan for 5 years, that myself, the researcher, and the committee secretary would then format into the 5-year plan. We have not completed that work yet, and there are about 7 items that I added with an asterisk next to them to draw your attention to them, which are things that we did not speak about, and there might be many other things, because when you sit down alone and you go through the things and realize the things we have left out, there are things like planning for, because you make a plan and then you cost your plan. It's like planning for expert services, and things like if we want to commission independent research, not meaning that we don't have confidence in our research unit or our research, a whole lot of things that on second thought when looking at the things we did, I thought that we might need to put them into the plan, because Parliament is so finicky. If right from the beginning you did not put things into your plan, later on the same plans are rigid. They don't allow you to go back and improve on the plan or to change it. And also the issue of costing was a little bit sticky, because you have to do it with the management of committee section. So it was a matter of you can't budget, because I tried, for instance, to subscribe for the committee's sake to issue newspapers like Business Day, 5 copies for all of us to share daily, and economic journals and engineering news, etc. I'm still having a debate with them, because I say that I don't understand how we are expected to do work and not to read and all those things. So it's a whole lot of things. They will tell you, take this out, it's not allowed and all this. So I propose that we finalize the 5-year plan next week, if this is okay with you. Yes, sir?
Jefferson, I agree with you. Once you go through this in your personal capacity, new things came up. And there's also one thing that I would like to introduce. Shall we leave it to stand over till next week, or shall we discuss what I've got in mind today, or what do you propose, Chair?
I propose that any other member, including members that are sitting here today, because they missed the opportunity of contributing to the five-year plan, the same applies to the one-year plan, that if there is any issue that you want to put onto the list, you do so through the committee secretary. All of those things, we'll put an asterisk to them, and then we will discuss them just before we adopt the plan. But I will still give you a minute or so to, if you want to talk to the issue you want to put in.
Chairperson, thank you very much. The thing that came to my mind is actually things that happened after we had our strategic planning, and secondly, also things that I discovered that was rolling on, you know, coming from the past couple of years. The first thing relates to Eskom, where the trade unions showed that almost 62% of the employees at Eskom are unhappy with the conditions, and they don't see for themselves any future there. And Eskom is one of the biggest public enterprises. You know, it's a vital public enterprise, and we need to see what's going on, why almost 62% of the employees are not happy and satisfied working at Eskom. It is researched by one of the trade unions. It was in the papers about a week ago. And that is a matter of concern. So where we say there must be a follow-up on the infrastructure build program, I think we can also have a follow-up on the personnel, because we've got vacancies, but on the personnel situation in total at Eskom specifically. Then as far as Transnet concerned, which is also one of the biggest public enterprises, I think Transnet and Eskom are the two biggest public enterprises. At Transnet, we still struggle with the problem, and you are aware of this, Chair, of the TSDBF, the Transnet Second Defined Pension Benefit Fund, the biggest pension fund in South Africa, that got problems, and that of which Parliament struggles now since 1994 through various ministers to try and solve this problem. It's not been resolved up to date as we sit here. And that is not good for a public enterprise if you have all these complaints and letters and things in the papers, that we also dealt with that. So it is actually to follow up on the responsibilities by both Transnet and Eskom to previous and current personnel issues. You know, I just want to formulate that for next week, for our next meeting. I just leave you in short what I've got in mind on those two big public enterprises. Thank you.
Shouldn't we put that as a human resource issues broadly? And then And then the issue of pension funds would fall under the category of things that I put on as legislation. If you remember, the pension fund for Transnet employees, there was an actual amendment effected 18 months or a year ago. It might be an issue of implementation, so we will need to, in the five-year period, look into legislation, regulations, and if there are problems with legislation or implementation or regulation, do the necessary things. If it needs an amendment to the Pension Act for Transnet, we will effect that if we agree that that is the right thing to do, if it is a matter of regulation or implementation. So I would persuade you to list the issue of Transnet Pension Fund under the Act, because the Act is failing you.
Yeah.
Will you agree to that?
Yeah. Chairperson, yes. I'm at present busy with some sort of presentation, which I've put together on this, because I did some research on this now. And I would like to introduce it to the committee in due course. Copies, you know, to give them a background of what I experienced, what things that happened, and the changes that you referred to. I think it was those four in 2007, the latest changes on the special benefit fund. And that we can, I will then formulate it in such a way that the committee clerk can put it into this on the first page. The committee undertook to take the following resolutions that we dealt with that as part of the act that you just mentioned, you know, that we looked into current legislation which addressed that specific pension benefit.
Okay, I don't want to have a dialogue with you, sir. It will be wrong for me to do that. So when we finalized the 5-year plan, next to legislation regulations, you will look into that area whether to make sure that we don't forget.
Thank you.
Your hand was raised, sir.
Yes, Madam Chair, I sent you an email about the risk management analysis and the risk management plan for SOEs, where they would make a study of what the risks are that could damage their existence. And I think it's a good idea if this committee would get it. It might be on green. I don't if it's a problem. And then the plan is how they address those issues. So we could, as a role of oversight, check on it. I think it's a very good idea, and if we can roll it out to all companies that the state owned, maybe through the president's office, in that office that coordinates different departments, it might be a good idea that they come up with these plans, because I don't think we get it anywhere now. And then another issue was the after a question I asked, and after an article in the business report, I asked a question about the security companies doing work for Transnet in specific and Eskom. Eskom gave the name of their security company, but Transnet is refusing to give it, and they are spending 116 million rand a year on this company that protects its assets, but the assets are not well protected. And then there was this article in the paper where one of the employees of Transnet said, well, you know, what is happening is these companies are not performing, and what they are doing, they're just changing the name of the company every time, but they're not changing the company. So every time they are just recycling the same people in the system that is not doing the work, and they can't be held accountable because every time the company's name just changes. This is a serious problem that I think we will have to look in. We can't just ignore or leave it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
The first issue you raised is in the structure. We actually agreed in the Commodore's Hotel on the first issue of risk management and planning.
Okay.
It is there. Let's all of us at the same time, between now and next week Monday morning, send whatever issue we think belong to the 5-year plan to the Sang, and then we will discuss them when we meet again. Mr. Korenhoff, are you Dr. Korenhoff? No, but you're a doctor. Yes, Dr. Korenhoff and Dr. Philip. But next time I'm not going to call you doctor because I don't want to intimidate other committee members with your high qualifications.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. In fact, I needed to speak to as I must refer to the skills pool in this committee. I think we are one of the luckiest, or the luckiest committee in Parliament. And I think we must translate that into good work. It is not good to boast of doctors, former premiers, former ministers, former deputy ministers, former councillors, and yet in terms of the product we produce, we are wanting, or we are just as the same as other committees. Dr. Korno.
No, I agree with you. The more important thing is to work together as a committee to oversee effectively than titles. We're running into the danger of going into detail now, so I expect your ruling on that. Can I ask, as early as next week, we start to look at the annual reports, and it's rolling out for the next couple of weeks. Can I ask whether it will be possible? Most of the members are new on this committee. Whether the annual reports that are available can be circulated to the members of this committee. A number of the annual reports have been tabled now. Some of them have not been tabled. I think the deadline is the end of September, 30 September. But those are available, and as they are tabled to roll out, can we ask the committee secretary to circulate the annual reports to the members of this committee in preparation for the program?
Yes,
and
I'll come back to
the
issue of
upper treatment. I think you read my mind. I wanted to say that we are coming down to discussing nitty-gritties, and probably we must not micromanage. While I think that the risk management plan is there, but I think rather than talk just about a security company or something, we should develop principles, which as a management principles that SOEs should adopt, because we can't on in on every company and say your security, then it will be something else, your catering tomorrow or something. So you wouldn't be able to micromanage at that level, but at macro management level we should try to develop a policy to us stating how are these people going to do this and what are the objectives and are they achieving those objectives. Because if you get into that situation, then you'll be micromanaging.
Okay. Point noted,
when I go back to this one, there was supposed to have been a third point on our agenda today. We were supposed to adopt the, I don't know why it is not here, our year plan for this current year, but also to particularly decide what we will be doing in the next 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks. That those are the weeks put aside for annual reports, all of them. We are hoping, because in terms of law, and a procedure, we're supposed to receive all of them in the month of September. By the end of September, we should have not only tabled, but went through all of them. So there is a list that I asked the son to put before the committee, and I noticed that he has not put it before, or the plan is here, but he did not itemize it on the agenda here. I was thinking, I agree. In fact, I said to him yesterday, by the end of the day, you should have received two annual reports. One of Infraco is ready, has been tabled for 2 weeks now, I think. And it's Infraco and another one.
Dineo.
Yes, they were very early. As we were in the Commodore's Hotel that Friday, they were tabled. So they are ready and available. You should have received them long time ago, and you should receive them today if you have not yet received them. I propose that next week we should take Infraco for one reason, that they have never appeared before the committee. So for the first Tuesday, and firstly we must agree that we'll meet on Tuesday, so we're not going to shift back to any other day, we'll stick to Tuesday. Next week Tuesday we take Infraco, and we deal with the annual report as well as what we must to do with them when we were at the induction session. So I said we need to sit with them for 4 hours, two of which will be them inducting us into their work and us teasing them out on the number of things that they should be doing or we are not thinking they're doing right. And then the other 2 hours we set aside for their annual report. The other week, I'm proposing that we must take us through the program for the first 5 weeks.
Okay, if we go to the program, what we have the plan is to have for starting the 1st of September to have the annual report of the state on a camp thing. And we had Infraco actually as the first one because of the need for them to come to the committee, because they have never actually come. And then the week after that to be Transnet, because they have already gone to the AGM also, yeah.
And then their report is available.
Yeah, so you'll get them today. On the 15th of September, it will be South African Express Airways. And then on the 22nd of September, it will be Danel. 29th of September, Eskom Holdings.
Just pause then. That takes us to the first 5 weeks until the 29th. I am proposing, because of the problems at Eskom and the timing in terms of the next application for tariff hikes and the funding model processes, I would like to propose that instead of taking Eskom on the 29th of September, we take them on the 15th of September. Or if not, even earlier than that, because their annual report is also ready. So I would like to hear out from you committee members, which I have a feeling the 29th of September is too far for ESCO. Oh, this is the date that they want. It's their own request. But I'm inclined to not agree, because that puts us out in terms of the timeline for for the next applications and the funding models, we will be way out. We will be chasing everything if we agree to the date that they are proposing, which is on the 29th.
We can make it earlier as long as they can't use that then as a excuse not to prepare their circulars and their documents timely. Because it might happen, you know, normally they arrived on the day they arrived, they come with their hard copies of presentation. So we must make sure that once we make it earlier, it must be still subject to that we receive the submissions timely. This is just a concern that I experienced in the past. Thank you.
If you remember, Mr. You're not Fandali, I confused you okay. Two. I called these SOEs to Kimberley during recess, and I reported that to you, that when I met them before I went to Sudan in July, ESCOM was ready. So I don't understand why all of a sudden they say they want
a late.
Because their AGM would be long held by then, and everything was ready. They were waiting for their AGM, and they said to me, and I checked with the minister as well. So I strongly propose that we must push them to the 15th of September.
Okay. I agree with you.
All right. So we will shift them to the 15th of September. Any other comments? Yes. SA Express will go to the 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a problem with the PBMR. I propose that we shift the PBMR to the 6th of October and take Alexco to the 27th of October. I know, Mr. Van Dalen, you feel very strongly like we do about Alexco. But I think that PBMR, because of policy thinking, needs urgent attention as well. And we need also to meet with our sister committee on energy to discuss those issues. So if you agree with me, Disang, do you have anything to share with us?
Yeah. With regards to PBMR, the minister has granted them until the 30th of October to table. He's given them extension in terms of tabling annual report. So they will only be tabling to the committee after the 30th of October. Hence, they are very far on the list.
No, tell me, how does it come that I don't know about it?
It was
until I received correspondence and motivation for why they were granted permission to table on the 27th. We will do this shifting, and then when there is proper communication, because I'm not convinced. The PBMR were the people that I met also, and we had also the meeting with the minister to plan for the annual report. There was no indication that there is any request for them to table late, and that request should be done officially. So we urge them still to come early on the 6th, but if there is any compelling reason, we will come back and take them on the 27th. So at least this settles us for until the 6th of October, which is 6 weeks of work from now on. I propose that we go and look between now and the next meeting at the remaining things. By that time, we would be knowing who is ready and who, and then we will also finalize this when we meet next week together with the 5-year plan. There are two other issues other than the work for the next 2 weeks that I want to put before the committee. I received correspondence from Port Elizabeth Chamber of Commerce and Industry, PECCI. They're complaining about Transnet pollution, etc., etc., the manganese dams, the oil spills, etc., etc. To that effect, on receiving that correspondence, I wrote back to the DDG responsible for Transnet and to Transnet and forwarded that complaint to them and asked them to respond within the next 10 days. I'm having a meeting with them in Joburg tomorrow, to give them the right of reply. and then their right of reply and that complaint, I request to put before the committee very soon, probably around the after the 6th. But as I propose that we find space to deal with them, maybe when Transnet comes also, it will be too early for them to discuss this for their annual report. But maybe when we do another annual report of another SOE, we couple that with Transnet to come back to the committee. I feel that it's a matter that should not be a matter of the chairperson alone, but it's a matter that I should bring before the committee. Dr. Blaine.
Chairperson, I would strongly support that, and I would strongly support that we act on it fast, because Transnet at the present moment is planning 130 million rand revamp, and if they need to relocate, once they make 130 million rand of investment in that area, it will be very difficult for them to relocate to Kuka or others. So being in that area, knowing what the problem is, I would strongly urge that it be looked at urgently, and that we inform them that we are looking at it such that they can hold their development of theirs, because we do not believe that the EIA regarding that development has also not been approved, but they're already going ahead to say, well, we are trying to contain the problem, we're not satisfying the EIA. And I think if you start on that slippery road where they start to develop, then we're going to have a problem.
Can we then, if that is okay with the committee, can we then make that part of the meeting of the 8th of September when Transnet comes before us? So we will not only be doing the annual report, but we will be looking into that area. I asked a question also. I wonder if Transnet is only polluting that area, and I know that there could be a problem from my small investigation, that there could be a similar problem in Northern Natal. Dr. Pile?
Richards Bay. I don't want to go into health issues now, but we're having health problems in both Richards Bay and with the manganese dams. We're having health problems with how they are storing and transporting the coal and the manganese, because it's creating problems.
So can I ask if we can receive some information ahead of time as well on this, just so that we can all brief ourselves, and maybe the researcher can put together some stuff on that.
Thank you for that. This one, the PESI complaint, what is an excess? Can you put it before members today as well? And I don't know how are we going to solicit the information on Richards Bay. Are you able to help us, Dr. Pillay? Okay. And today we'll be writing to Transnet also to say that when they appear before us on the 8th of September, it will not only be their annual report, we'll be discussing the issue as well as the Richards Bay. And this one, I would like you to liaise with Dr. Pillay to get more information on Richards Bay so that you plot that on the letter very carefully and accurately. Thanks. Is there any other thing that members would like to put to... into the program for the next couple of weeks that relates to any particular SOE when they come before us for the annual report? SAA, I'm surprised that nobody wants to speak about SAA, but it's okay. If there is nothing, the meeting is adjourned.
I see the department's annual report is only on the 3rd of November. I don't know what the parliamentary program is to report, but it seems to me very late. Can't we negotiate to have groupings of SOEs, maybe on a morning and an afternoon, and move Department of Public Enterprises forward? I mean, we're talking now a month after the tabling. We're only going to interact with them. And this is our main entity as a department.
In fact, ALESCO and SAFCOL, they are so small, we can do them in one day. So we can combine ALESCO and SAFCOL, take ALESCO down to the date of SAFCOL, and then leave that space open for DPE, if that is okay with the committee.
But don't they have to have all the annual reports from all the different departments first before they do their report?
I don't think so.
Yes, we want to really change EBMR to be on the list. So what we do is you take Alex forward down now to the 21st, and we show you because we already shipped Alex for and the table bit modular reactor. So to bring in the department as on the 16th session.
So there is
so you must decide which one you want to deal with first, the department or the table bit modular reactor.
Let's go and do this with the sun away from the limiting reactor. And then we'll come back to next time.
Can I just note to the committee that in terms of the program, what we'll do, we'll just submit a draft program to the House Chairperson to know that, so that we know that every Tuesday we will be meeting, but either way we might decide to call one entity for the other. And yeah, but at the moment we'll submit it as a draft program to the House Chairperson.
What the changes that we made?
What the Chairperson that we made today, yeah. Okay.
I don't want to start the meeting up again, but just in relation to this, can we establish that we're starting at 9 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock? Because I think it's very unfair for people, you know, who do arrive on time and then have to wait. I'm quite happy because then it enables us to fit other things in. So I wonder if we can just establish what time we are starting.
Can I hear from you, Mr. Kololo?
I think it would be proper for us to start at 10 o'clock because really at 9 o'clock we are stuck in traffic and all that. So I think 10 o'clock is convenient for all of us here, at least you are here by 10 o'clock. I don't know. I'm subject to correction.
I'm not going to express on the time, but on a Monday it's a constituency day. And on Monday evenings, I can only speak for myself, I have meetings in my branch and in my zone and in my region. So I can only fly in on a Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock. That's the earliest flight. And we can make it 9:30 or 10 o'clock. But I cannot be here at 9 o'clock. It's physically impossible.
Yes, Madam Chair, we must just remember that 2 o'clock is the setting of the House again, so we might run into time constraints if we want to question different departments on different issues, but that is for the committee to decide how much time we need. And there's a lunch in between.
I want us to agree that we will meet at 10. However, I think there are times when, very few times, when we will need to meet at 9. For instance, the 4 hours that we need for Infraco and the 4 hours that we need for ESCOM. If we start at 10, we're going to flow into the house starting time. So it will not be a standing thing that we meet at 9, but when we are really pressed, I propose that we should be amenable to 9 or so. But then, generally, we would start at 10. Thanks.
And the day we take the 2 issues.
Yes. And the day we take, if there are 2 bodies appearing before us, we will take, we'll start at 9. The last issue that I want us to go and think about is the site visit. The site visits, I have said to the son, we need to do those site visits before the December recess. So I've asked once the annual report has been completed and everything, and then midterm budget. Have we done the midterm budget in August?
October.
Once that is done, we take a week and do a few site visits. I am proposing, I've asked the son to check for the money for us, and I think we'll be able to do this, that we visit one port or 2 ports, preferably PE and Devon, if that is okay. PE because of the issue we're teasing on that. And then that we check the issue of the pipelines as well if possible. saw Transnet, but also we said we need to visit did we agree on Medupi power station? And we visit one international airport. The problematic one. Which is OR Tambo. I want to hear comments from members in terms of that. We do have money for that. Okay. So we'll put the plans for you and bring them to you once finalized.
And Alex Koh?
Yes, we need a community meeting with Alex Koh. I've forgotten. That's already in the plan.
Yeah, I can.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks.
And then, by this for November. November.
I would prefer October. Because, you know, November, normally, when we are rushing for recess, then the parliamentary program gets very hectic, and we struggle to get permission to leave. So October will be as soon as the midterm budget vote is done, I think we should take the week thereafter. November, I know the chief office, normally they are reluctant to push as much as possible what was planned for the year end.
I was talking about PE as an area, and then whatever.